Lord, we praise you because you created us for relationship with you. You created the waters and all that grows and the animals that provide food and drink for us, and the sun to provide us with light so we could live as your representatives on this earth. And when we went our own way and rejected you, rather than just bring judgment on us, in your mercy, you sent your son to die in our place as our head, to provide us with freedom from guilt and release from sin. So we thank and adore you. Yet, even knowing your mercy, we still fall short of your glory and fail to represent you in this world as we ought, in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. We act out of our pride and selfishness rather than love for others. We harbour unforgiveness and bitterness towards others rather than showing them your mercy. So we ask your forgiveness for this. But we ask this knowing that in your mercy you do forgive. Because of Jesus, we're forgiven. And what is more, you not only promise forgiveness, but also that when we confess our sins, we'll be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Therefore, we ask with confidence, we claim this promise, that you will do this. Let your Spirit work in our hearts to grow us in our faith, goodness, knowledge of Jesus, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection and love. Help us to make every effort to add to these in our lives. And also, Father, we ask that as we, as a church, move forward with the building project, that you'll provide the remaining funds, that you will sort out all the practicalities for it and enable us to be back in our own buildings. But, Father, also as we sort this, help us to remember that it is us, your gathered people who are the church, not the buildings. Build us, your people, up and add to us so that we might be a light in Reswalong, representing you here and causing others to believe. Lord, we ask for our farmers as we come into harvest time. We thank you for all the rain that we've had this year, and we ask that you grant the farmers an abundant harvest. Control the weather so that they can harvest the crop and see your hand enabling them and praise you for it. And as we ask for our farmers, we also ask for a more important set of rain to come, spiritual rain here in Reswalong. Father, just bring such rain, call people to you so that they'd be keen to gather with your people. And Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Place your protection on them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. We look forward to being able to sing together of our joy in you. And in wrath, Lord, remember mercy. But more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they'd know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. And Father, looking outside of ourselves, we ask for the Christians in China, for those facing persecution, grant them wisdom and courage. Let them know the peace that's beyond understanding, because it comes from relationship with you. And let it show in their daily lives, making them a witness to your kingdom. And while they witness, both protect them, but also grant them the joy that comes from knowing Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. The second reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water over it, above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And moving to verse 24. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food, and to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.